Let it all come. Be there.
Welcome to Eat Your Veg, a podcast for all things plant-based. I'm your host, Elizabeth Emery, a vegan food blogger and recipe developer based in Vancouver, BC. If you're a brand new vegan, or if you're simply looking to eat more plant-based meals and want a bit of guidance, this podcast is for you. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Plant-Based Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here listening along, and I'm so looking forward to sharing tips and tricks on how to eat plant-based with you over the next few episodes. Today we're going to be looking at my three top tips for having the easiest vegan Thanksgiving ever. So let's dive in. Now, the holidays don't need to be stressful, but they usually end up being so. And in fact, this year we have the ultimate excuse not to be hosting large, complicated gatherings. In fact, we really shouldn't be doing that, what with the pandemic. So follow these tips to make your celebration low-key and stress-free. I'm going to share my favorites with you right now. Number one is make ahead. So if you're making a big Thanksgiving dinner, which you're probably not this year, but you might be for your household, prepare what you can the day before so you have much less to do on the day. My favorite vegan dishes to make in advance are nut roasts and any kind of gravy. A nut roast is just as good eaten hot or cold anyway, and gravy can be made in large batches weeks in advance and then frozen. Trust me, this will save you a lot of time. I do this all the time anyway, regardless of whether it's Thanksgiving or not. I make nut roasts and gravy in batches and then I stick them in the freezer because I know how much easier it's going to be when it comes to having a Sunday lunch. Tip number two is what I like to call 50-50. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed about doing loads of cooking, cheat a bit. No one's going to know. Make 50% of your meal and buy the remaining bits. A vegan main dish is often a great one to buy ready-made as it usually takes the most work anyway. And it can often be fun knowing that this is already prepped. And then you can spend your time making fun side dishes, which, let's face it, is kind of what Thanksgiving is all about anyway. Tip number three is my personal favorite because it requires the least amount of cooking, which as a food blogger is something I have definitely had enough of from time to time. So for number three, I suggest using a vegan cheese board. If cooking really seems like too much effort for you, feast on a vegan cheese board instead. It's so easy to find delicious plant-based cheeses from a local health food store and even supermarkets now. And you can dress them up with crusty breads, crackers, dried fruits, nuts, jams and spreads. It's one of the most versatile dishes because it looks really fancy and really impressive, and it takes very, very little time to put together. Trust me, if you make this, anyone that you're celebrating with will absolutely love it. You can pretend it's a meal, basically. It's a great idea. So there you have it, friends. Those are my top three tips on how to have a stress-free vegan Thanksgiving this year. I hope wherever you are, however you're celebrating, you have a beautiful time and get to spend lots of time with your loved ones. I'm so looking forward to sharing more full-length episodes with you on this podcast in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned for more.